to Well Watered Joy. I'm Tiffany, and I'll be bringing you uplifting tunes, words of encouragement, and general inspiration to keep joy at the center of your life. Welcome to your Sunday night fix for the Monday Blues. Happy Easter Sunday. Welcome to Well Watered Joy. If you don't know by now, I am your host, Tiffany. I am your constant gardener, watering your soul with joy, inspiration, and uplifting tunes. Now, today, one of the most special days in Western Christianity. It is Easter Sunday, okay? And as I alluded to last week, it was definitely an interesting week for those of us that are Christ believers. Started off with Palm Sunday, very calm, soothing, Jesus riding into Jerusalem. You know, it's great. And then by Thursday, we have the Last Supper and we have the betrayal taking place. And all along, you know, the events have been building up to this. It's not just like it all unfolded this week. They've been building up for a little bit. And we see on Good Friday, the crucifixion on the cross. And what a day. What a day. What a true defeat. You know, for people that would have been there at the time feeling like, wow, like we knew that Jesus was special. We knew that he was the one. But here we see him like any other. You know, he was next to the thieves and any other common criminal. He was on the cross alongside them. And to see your hero up there like that, I'm sure, I can't even imagine what that was like for the disciples and for Mary seeing her son, you know, who she's grown up there on the cross. But the beautiful thing is on Sunday, this Sunday that we're celebrating today, when they went to the tomb and they saw the stone was rolled away just as he said he would. He said he would not be there. He would rise. And he did. Man. And just to think that Jesus really spent most of his time trying to prove that he was actual fulfillment of the word. But, you know, the humans that we are, we need to see it, right? It's just like, yeah, you can tell me all you want to. You got to show me, right? And God knew that, you know? And that's why we have that famous verse in the world, John 3 verse 16, it says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." And then it goes on to say, "God sent his son into the world not to judge the world but to save the world through him." People needed to see a savior with their own eyes. Okay, even doubting Thomas was just like, nah, I don't believe it. I need to see the nails in your hand to know that it is you, you know? And it was funny that they didn't recognize Jesus when he was right alongside them. And that's why I think Easter is an even bigger celebration than Christmas, because, you know, the birth is great, you know, but all of us have come to be on this earth through birth. Maybe not Immaculate Conception, but through birth. But none of us I don't know of anyone out there that has died and come back after 3 days. If there is someone out there, please let me know. But not to my knowledge. So the fact that Jesus has defied and shown us, I am who I said I am, you know? And so that's why today, for my last show, I am celebrating and we're about to get turned up, okay? Because he lives and he gives us freedom to live here in his freedom. And this whole show, this whole well-worded joy, has always been predicated on bringing you upbeat tunes and good vibes. And that is exactly how I want to close things out. So we are about to kick things off with this banger called Count 'Em Remix, Brandon Lake and KB. Let's go.
Can't count 'em. How many times did we fall in our unbelief? Still, you will come redeem. Can't count 'em. How many ransoms bought? Said you abandoned us. How many men were home? Can't count 'em. How many rams you brought? This is the waterfalls. Praise to the Lamb of God. Can't count. You got flames in your eyes. You got wonder working power pouring out of your side. Check the tomb all the way through. The grave is empty inside. Ain't no other pool. The greatest miracle of all time. You got power. Demons cower when they hear your name call. You got power. There's still towers making lies look small. You got power to devour any counterfeit roar. Even your tongue is a sword. Count up the score. You are the Lord. The foundations were laid. Talking rings, I'm the one that got the planets engaged. Have you ever spoken nothing and nothing obeyed? Woo, you not entertained. Watch what the angels are doing and you do the same. Yeah, it's not competitive, yeah, stop the comparison. With heaven thunders, every one of the seven wonders that we got to relevant. Now there's next to him, still brains in the spot you never been. He pours oceans like popping beverages. There's a God on top of Everest, you not impressed with this.
can say is holy. Can't get this off my lips. You love me with devotion. You don't kick me when I trip. Yeah, I need a sip from the river. Just wanna get what you're giving. Give me unlimited vision and see through the counterfeit. I want the realest. Where he come from, you can't get that with a PJ. It's so full inside this house, I feel like DJ. I can't fight it, let your light come shine on me. Carrying buckets of shame. Father, I'm saying your name, but so far from it. Come see the blood in my veins. For me, he bleeding the same. Take this covenant. This is the greatest exchange. At his altar, there's a flame that burns your rubbish. Gave me a cup full of rain. He poured it over every stain until he coming.
I just turned a milli down to be home with my son. Y'all don't get it. I can't gain a thing if I've already won. Still don't get it. I was full back when my bank account was none. Cause my God the type to leave the 99 to get the one. This is life or death. I ain't making music just for fun. Glory to your name, Father. I pray that your kingdom come. And when Satan's on my heels, I pray it's Nike with the run. Make my heart beat more like Hezekiah. Say it and it's done. Breakthrough. Lord Jesus, I need breakthrough.
Ever thought that the world has kind of lost its way? Yeah, crazy as it seems, yeah, I know it's gonna be okay. Okay,
it doesn't scare me, it's temporary. There's something better we got forever,
and it won't be long, cause I know our help is on the way. The way,
so keep your head.
Stay awake, cause nobody knows the day or time. Are you ready? People get ready. People get ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready? People get ready. People get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? People get ready.
Yeah, let's get ready.
Jesus is coming back, Jesus is coming back.
He is coming back. Yes. That's what's so beautiful about today. Not only did he come back once, he's going to come back again. You know, now that he's proven, I am who I say I am, and I will be coming back. And the scripture says, we know not the hour nor the time when he will come back. But one thing we know for sure is that he will be coming back. So I think, you know, the best way to honor that and the best way to celebrate this day is to live as if you know he is coming back. And one thing, you know, just kind of doing this show is... doing the show and doing life with Jesus is really an eye-opening experience, and it really is constantly checking myself, like, it's not about me, you know, it is about Jesus and about putting people on to the fact that Jesus is real and the fact that he is coming back and that he is love. And if you believe that Jesus is real, and if you believe that he has risen today, if you believe that Pentecostal fire has come down and we have the Holy Spirit within us, then you also need to believe that when he said, there are only two commandments that I want you to follow, okay? Love God, right? And love others as you would want to be loved yourself and as God has loved you. Those are the only two things we need to do. And there's always the argument about, you know, Jesus has come and it negates the Ten Commandments. I actually feel like it's a good summation of the Ten Commandments, period. If you love God and if you love others as you love, as God has loved you, then that's everything in the Ten Commandments. If you love God, you're not going to kill someone, because you would recognize this person is another person who God has created, and I am not God, and therefore I do not have the right to kill this person. If you love God, then you would honor your mother and father as he has asked you to. So I don't think that Jesus said, forget those other 10. He's just saying, look, it's hard to remember all 10. So just do these two. If you just do this, you know, so... I'm saying this because I find that people say they love Jesus. You talk a good game, but are you truly loving like your fellow person out there? Period. Like, are you loving your neighbor as God has loved you? I know that Jesus loves every single one of us, whether or not we acknowledge him, it doesn't change. If I say good morning to someone and they don't acknowledge me, it doesn't change the fact that I still said good morning to them. Just because you don't acknowledge Jesus or God doesn't mean that they don't love you. And I know that they do. And I know that they care for their sons and daughters. And so I'm asking for those that feel that they are above reproach and they are above loving their neighbor because of their beliefs, please know that's not how Jesus is or God is looking at it, okay? So if today you believe in Jesus and you believe in love, then please take care of his commandments, take care of his people, peace, love. Don't let a rainbow like flip you out. Your ego cannot be that. Actually, your ego shouldn't play into it at all, right? But anyway, I digress. And you know what? There will be turbulent skies, but guess what? Jesus has come to overcome all that. And I ask you to as well. Love, love, love will always lead.
Your command, Me, I go there when you command. But I go run if you command.
When I look to you, ain't nobody higher. You gon' follow suit when they want me tied up. I take the route, long as you the driver, yeah. Tell me who highest, no one above. I'm stuck inside, down in the mud. Till you brought me to life, threw me your love. I need that, running it back, it's never enough.
I need that, without you, I'm not enough. I need that, when I fall, you pick me up. I need that, unconditional, not traditional.
You found me, and at the right time, you opened my eyes to see. Oh, it feels like heaven, heaven on earth with you, with you. I'm living in the wonders of your love. Oh God, your love is just the greatest
I've ever known.
Yeah, yeah. There's nowhere else
I'd rather go.
Oh no.
And
it's amazing. Just the greatest love.
I never see these
kind of loving. Loving where they make me lose my head. I see if I don't get sense. Anything you want from me, I'll do for you with no regret. Oh, I'm so encaptured by your loving heart. You sent your only son for me. That's why it's just the greatest. Nowhere else
I'd rather go. I'll never be the same.
And it's amazing. You hold me like your baby. Oh, it's just the greatest love.
sound of your voice bid me come further. I'm not asking. Draw me out low. I just wanna be with you, my love. Walk with you, my love. Talk with you, my love. On and on. And I just wanna be with you, my love. Walk with you, my love. Talk with you, my love. On and on.
Cause they- I get too comfortable. And I mess it up on a regular. New day, new grace, strong get it, God. I'll be patient with you. Be patient with me. And I'm done with all the running, trying to find you. Cause I couldn't lose your love if I tried to.
Yeah, you had my back when I fall off. Can you bring me right back? I'ma stand strong, but I'm falling off track. Hitting the brakes, don't wanna mess it up. I've been slipping in faith, can't help but stress it up. Feel like I'm in a race, the devil catching up. Scared I lose you.
I know you know I love you though. Sometimes I get too comfortable. And I mess it up on a regular. New day, new grace, strong, get it, God. I'll be patient with you. Be patient with me. And I'm done with all the running, trying to find you. Cause I couldn't lose your love if I tried to.
I'm the alchemist of all my problems. Pessimist with all my flaws. Can you be the one to hold my columns? Take effect and be my cause. Of all my devotion, I hope that it's real. Tryna push through the motions, I'm coping to feel. I might slip, I might fall, but God, I give you it all. Cause you meant in my heart when you tore down the veil.
Get too comfortable, and I mess it up on a regular. New day, new grace, strong, get it, God. I'll be patient with you, be patient with me. And I'm done with all the running, trying to find you. Cause I couldn't lose your love if I tried to.
Yeah, you had my back when
I tried to.
My mother, but he's still good. better than anything, better than everything.
God has been so good, yeah.
Hold up, Justin, I got something to say.
You know, God has been so very good. Can I get a witness? Yes. I got to be my own witness in here. But I hope that anyone listening in your life, you can say, yes, amen. I am a witness because I have seen the goodness that he has done in my life. And with that, you know, the word of the week is bittersweet. And right now it's a bit bittersweet that that is actually the final song that we are playing on Well Word of Joy here on Planet FM 104.6 in Auckland, because this is my last episode here. I'm going to be on a plane on Wednesday, leaving Aotearoa for New York indefinitely. So I'm going to be hanging up my headphones for a little bit, but before I go, I want to thank my Planet FM fam. Joe, Mish, Christine, Paul, I have learned so much from being here. Started back, I think, the last weekend of May and until today. And I tell you, it's been such a positive experience. I cannot sing of your praises loud enough. And just the opportunity that members of the community can come in here and use the space. And just, you know, I see lots of cultural groups come in here and I'm just like, it's just so cool. That there is that space and that opportunity to do that here in Tamaki Makaurau. So thank you for being a vessel to be able to share out to the people. I want to shout out to those of you who agreed to join me on the journey. Come talk to me. Why Marie, Lee, your stories and inspiration really help me to bolster my faith and desire to really keep sharing on these airwaves. And for you that are listening, you made the biggest difference. And it wasn't until I told Joe, the station manager, that I was leaving that I asked for the listenership numbers, because I don't do this for the numbers. I do it because it comes from my heart. But I know that there are people listening, and I want to tell you, joy is in happiness, and happiness isn't joy. Joy resides inside of you. Happiness is an emotion that can be fleeting. If you're chasing joy, you are doing it wrong. So thank you for listening. I pray that God will always be with you. If you want to find the full playlist of the songs, you can find it on Spotify. You want to see any of the episodes, find Well Word of Joy in SoundCloud. I hope the spirit of life is alive in you, working on the inside, flowing on the outside as you prepare for another week.